Welcome back to Tittle Lighting Sports. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And that unmistakable music means it's time to talk to another Olympian. And we are with Alex Diebold, the bronze medal winner in snowboard cross at Sochi. And he's also part of the Protect Our Winners. We had Caitlin Farrington in the last hour. And Alex, just playing devil's advocate, if someone says, oh, we're going to run out of snow, when? In a million years? Caitlin was saying in the last 20 years she's seen the snow levels decrease. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, just during my short career, I've witnessed a lot of climate change. In fact, the snowboard season, our seasons are starting later, you know, later into November and December. Ski resorts are having a tougher time opening, you know, ones that I frequent pretty regularly, and they're having to close earlier in the spring.
So we know that Protect Our Winners is a nonprofit. You go to Capitol Hill, were they thinking, man, we got bigger fish to fry than this? Or did they kind of say, hey, we hear you?
You know, I think that the timing of our trip happened to be fortunate or unfortunate. Just with the timing of all the major hurricanes that are going on, I think a lot of people are really starting to wake up to the idea that climate change is real. And an important comment that we talked about is it's not like hurricanes have never happened before, and it's not like we haven't had short or long winters before, but really what we're seeing is just how much more drastic they are. These two, you know, Harvey and Irma were so big and so much larger than anything we had seen before, which is caused by rising ocean temperatures. And so I think a lot of people on Capitol Hill, you know, their constituents are really concerned, and so they're starting to pay more attention. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, some of them are worried about other things, but it really felt like they're starting to listen. And we were able to sit in on a bipartisan climate caucus meeting, and there's certainly a few Republicans in there that, you know, I applaud for joining. I know that's not necessarily easy crossing party lines, and so hopefully it's a step in the right direction.
You know, just as an aside, I wonder if there's an old married couple named Harvey and Irma, and they somehow feel bad. Anyway, that's just me.
What's it? Guarantee there is. You know they're out there.
What's it like when the current administration pulls out of the Paris Accord and basically says climate change, it's all BS?
You know, backing out of the Paris Accord was a little disheartening. I think to try and find a bright side, it was inspiring to see how many cities and states and areas sort of said, you know what? Our main, you know, the U.S. government might be pulling out, but we're going to see this through. We're going to make these commitments to try and reduce our CO2 emissions by 2050. We're going to try and have more renewables on our grid. It's hard. It's, you know, more than anything, as an athlete that travels the world, it's tough when you go overseas and you meet foreigners and they're like, what are you guys doing in America? I don't think they necessarily see a lot of the local communities coming together. So it's tough, but at the same time, if it's bringing more communities together to try and take accountability on a state and local level, then hopefully in the grand scheme of things, it'll end up being positive.
And, you know, it's funny, too, because when you look at the amount of snow that needs to be created a lot of times, and you know this, it's created artificially with those blowers. What's the difference like between natural snow and blown snow for you as an athlete out there?
You know, as someone's been doing this so long, I can't tell you that there's a huge difference. It's more about it can certainly provide challenges when you're trying to compete on the highest level. When it's warmer and they're being forced to use man-made snow, it just makes the situation a little bit more stressful. But at the end of the day, I think it's more just about trying to be able to share these experiences with other people. If it doesn't snow and we're forced to make everything, they're not going to have the resources to build courses for me to, you know, teach my kids on, or the next generation to sort of come through and try this thing. So it's, the grand picture, it's not that big a deal when they have to blow snow, but when they have to sort of set aside and allocate resources for certain things, that they're going to put, you know, that's going to move lower down on the list, and you're just going to see less and less people going.
We just have enough time in this segment for more information. I know that you can go online to protectourwinners.org. How else can people get involved?
I think the best way to get involved is to call your local representative. Go online, educate yourself, see the way they're voting, and speak up. It's a lot easier than you think. Their phone numbers are listed. They're easy to get a hold of. Let them know you're paying attention to what they're doing and that the environment matters to you.
And finally, the bronze medal, safety deposit box, or you're wearing it right now?
Oh, come on. It's in the sock drawer.
It's in the sock drawer. Why?
Last place anyone would look.
Very good. And you know what Seinfeld said? He said the bronze is better than the silver, because if you get the silver, you just miss out on gold. And if you get the bronze, you got an Olympic medal, baby.
Hey, that's a big family joke of ours. Silver medal, you're the number one loser.
You got an Olympic medal, and nobody can ever take that away. Hey, man, thanks for your time, Alex, and we'll see you at the Olympics, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys calling, and thanks for everything you do.